Time for a few birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salts Company.
Dip responsibly.
Boo, bitches. Today is my grandson Dawson, a.k.a. Diesel's, nine-year birthday. So couldn't get a, oh, look out, a fart montage, and what else? A holy SJ. Happy birthday, Dawson. Love, Papa Doug. Thanks, guys, and love the show, and have an awesome fourth.
Uh-oh, look out.
Holy Jay!
Hello, guys. Today's our son Matt's 32nd birthday. He's a hell of a man, and his dad, and as his dad, and I'm proud of him very much. Please help us celebrate a special day with some dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys. You rock. That from Matt's mom and Matt's dad.
That means Matt's mom.
Mm-hmm. Dad jokes. All right, what do I got here? Guys, my dad used to, back in the day, put me in a tire and roll me down the hill.
Oh, yeah?
Those were the good years.
All right.
A server at Hooters called in sick from work.
Oh, yeah?
Bubonic plague.
Childish but funny.
And finally, why do people go out with Hope Solo? Why do people go out with Hope Solo?
What do you got, Mike?
I don't know. Because if she was with somebody else, it'd be weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's married, but why do people go out with Hope Solo? Oh. She's a keeper.
All right. Okay. That's solid.
Good one.
Yeah.
You could use almost any keeper.
Yeah, exactly.
But she's kind of hot.
Mm-hmm. Like with Ben, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, she's a female keeper.
Oh, see? Yeah. Well, they're both keepers.
You could say it with Casey Keller.
That's right.
There you go. Keeper.
But y'all, today's my mom Lauren's 36.
Marcus Adaman.
Yeah.
Keeper.
Today's my mom Lauren's 36th birthday. She's been the best mom I could ever have, and words cannot describe how inevitably grateful I am to have her in my life. I always talk to her about how about the show. Hope she gets to hear this on the radio on her way to the bookstore. So can I get a suck it up cupcake, some dad jokes for Miles, Coach Ted giving her some advice about being 36 in the big 2026. Love you so much, Mom, from her amazing oldest, Sydney.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Let's see. Dad jokes. Why can't you keep bagel lovers in jail? Why can't you keep bagel lovers in jail?
I don't know.
They eat the locks.
Okay.
What is a cucumber's favorite sport? A cucumber, favorite sport?
Pickleball.
Pickleball. And finally, my doctor told me to sit down when I pee.
Why?
Because he doesn't want me lifting anything heavy.
Humble brag. Oh, humble brag.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't even a joke,
sure,
dog. Got this hog.
Yeah. Can I wish my best friend, Catherine, a happy 38th trip around the big ball of fire? May your year be full of unexpected wins, good timing, and situations that somehow just work out. How about some green beans, shotgun gets from Thrill, dad jokes from Miles, Coke Ted hyping up the Chicago Bears upcoming season. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. That from Derek.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah.
Green bean.
Let's see here. Guys, someone broke into our house last night and stole a dozen eggs.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't cracked the crime.
What's that?
Did you crack the crime?
Not yet. But they also left a pan of boiling water on the stove. Police believe it was poachers.
Damn it, Miles. I thought it would be cracked.
I know. I was tracking with you, man.
That's there. Make sure I got enough here.
Poachers.
All right.
I love a poached egg. A
couple more dad jokes and we'll be done. What is a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet? What is a pirate's favorite?
Is it R?
You would think it'd be R, but it's the C.
Damn it.
Actually, it's not. History says most pirates were illiterate.
Oh. God
damn it. Did you hear all?
The pride of Mike and I?
Oh, yeah. All of us.
And I told my psychiatrist, I think I'm hearing voices.
Oh, yeah?
He said, I'm not a psychiatrist. I work at CVS. Boo, bitches.
Boo.
My 45th go around the beautiful marble. My friends are woefully unaware of how big of a fan I am of the show. So as a birthday gift to myself, can I get Coke Ted giving me advice on how to party tonight and still make it to work tomorrow? And you guys talking all over each other about being 40. Either the awesomeness of it or not be so awesomeness of it. Thanks, guys, and take care of that from Crystal.
All right, you want some advice on Coke 10? How you party all night, get up, go to work the next day? Pure and simple. Anybody that's done a little cocaine knows this old trick. You stay up all night, you call that dealer, you get another bag. You go to work high, you get it done. Production off the charts.
Jesus.
Am I wrong?
No.
Guys, my name is Dimitri, a.k.a. Big D. Today's my birthday. Turned 52. I lost 150 pounds and feeling brand new. So would love to hear a fish sandwich medley and you guys talking all over yourselves about going out after watching FIFA.
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 Fish sandwich medley.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
So you know I got
I have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich?
Sandwich?
Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe
are you
some
sure?
Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich? So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Well, ironically enough, there's happened to be a little match tonight.
Oh, God, yeah, man. Yeah.
There's
going to be a lot of crap going on,
man. I trust FIFA as much as I trust the FIA.
That would be very cool.
And one more. Been listening now since 2018 when you guys were syndicated down here in Sacramento. Around the time I put down the bottle and righted the ship, so to speak. You guys definitely helped out in the beginning and, of course, over the years since. I love the stories Miles can recite about blowing up his VW, thrills kidnapping escapades,
all right.
The Ted Smith sledding, Mike's ATV adventures. It is my 52nd go-round. I'll be heading down to Costa Rica to celebrate with some surfing and poolside escapades. I'd love Coke Ted's advice on how he would spend his time in Costa Rica. Shout out to Anderson's Glass Blog and LeConner, and thanks for helping me through another year. That from Starbuck.
All right, Costa Rica. Been in there myself. First thing you got to do, hook up with a local guy, get some blow. Second thing you got to do, go to the beach all day, party all night. Don't get sunburned, but make sure you test it because it's Costa Rica.
Don't swim with the crocodiles.
That's Mexico, dude.
Well, it's still probably probable.
Yeah, but he's high on coke.
He doesn't care.
Okay.
You beat the piss out of that crocodile.
Fair enough. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like we said at the top of the show, all of this has to do with eating. Now, get a little food in your belly.
Okay, yeah.
And let us start with the story that, Mike, I believe you brought this to us last week, and it is messed up. We go to the country of Hungary, where police there arrested a 30-year-old man who collected human body parts that he'd gathered from abandoned cemeteries and, of course, from his workplace. Should be noted, the man works at Radio Shack. That is not true. Anyway, the man is employed as an orderly at a hospital. So Hungary's National Bureau of Investigation, they arrested the man in Budapest after receiving information that he'd been storing body parts, not just at home, but at work, which was kind of the tip-off, because co-workers are like, that's weird. Anyway, during a search of the man's apartment, investigators seized skulls, a complete lower leg, and a hand, as well as the reconstruction of a human face prepared from facial skin. Now, other bones were found stored in a suitcase. A heart was in a jar. Police trying to determine whether that was human or animal. Probably human, because that's what this guy's into. And I say that because the man did admit to collecting the body parts during questioning. Said he was particularly attracted to human body parts and that he had prepared food from such parts and eaten them. Had he served this food to other people? We do not know. He just copped to the fact that, yes, I have cooked and eaten some humans. Police said the man is passionate about anatomy and pathology and likes to dissect animals. They suspect he obtained the body parts through his work at the hospital and digging up bodies in cemeteries. Anyway, they seized the man's computer, laptops, tablets, mobile phones, SIM cards, and data cards. All the recovered body parts will be examined by forensic experts, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I mean, it's what he's into. Grant, the body that's already dead people. He hasn't killed anyone, not a serial killer, but he's eating people. Now we go to Sydney.
People.
Eating people. We go to Sydney, Australia, where a customer at a popular Chinese restaurant there, he's been arrested and charged after he hurt his own baby daughter in a bid to get a refund on his meal. Here's the guy's scheme. So he complained to staff that their faulty high chair made his daughter cry before demanding his money back. And the man did leave with his one-year-old daughter. After staff, they waived the bill, which was the equivalent of about $67. Now, police confirmed that he was taken to a nearby police station and charged with domestic violence, related common assault, and dishonestly obtaining financial advantage by deception. Now, the man is known to use an alias. He's part of a group of people who regularly come to Australia from the UK that move around in RVs. I guess he's known to do this. Now, the man, who cannot be named due to legal restrictions, he's been granted conditional bail. He'll appear before court late this month. So what he did was, he has a tiny screw in his hand, and he would press it into the thigh of his daughter. Naturally, she would cry. When the staff comes over to check, he says, "Hey, man, your high chair's ass, it's making her uncomfortable because she's obviously bawling. I want my money back." So that's how he got free meals. That's right. Food, Ted. Mm. And now we go to the Ford company. So imagine working 11 years at a company that, by the way, once paid an 800-pound bear to maul a Ford F-150 for marketing, only to have your career ended over a $1.95 chocolate chip cookie. That's what happened to Kurt Crom. 6-year-old guy, he's a UAW member at Ford's Kentucky truck plant in Louisville. And he says he was marched out by security and told that he was a thief over a single grandma's cookie that he happened to pay for. So Crom, who's diabetic, says his blood sugar tanked around 3:30 in the morning on a Saturday shift. So he stumbled to the break room to buy a cookie from one of the self-checkout kiosks. Now, the first machine, it choked, flashed a failed transaction. So he walked to a second kiosk, paid, ate the cookie, went back to work. Well, a week later, he gets a tap on the shoulder. He sat in the labor office for half an hour before a union bargainer walked in and reportedly said, quote, "They got you on video stealing a cookie." Now, Crom said, quote, "First you tell me I'm a thief, then you tell me I'm a liar." He finally had to pull out his bank statement and discovered that the $1.95 was sitting there. It had been charged. It had been paid. Apparently, nobody at Ford thought to check that before escorting the 11-year veteran out of the building. After he sent notarized bank statements, Ford eventually confirmed the payment for $1.95 had in fact been paid, and they offered him his job back, and they cut him a check for about $28,000 to back pay for the 5 lost weeks, but that's about $5,000 short of what the union had promised. So he declined the reunion, took a new job back in his hometown of Wisconsin, only plans to return to Louisville to grab his tools that he said Ford made him buy in the first place. Wow, $1.95 and you didn't even steal it. Whew. So those are your stories. We got the guy in Hungary who's digging up dead people and eating some of them, or preparing food to some. It's not eating them raw. It's not sushi, Mike. Come on. We have the guy in Sydney, Australia, pokes his own one-year-old daughter with a screw so that she will cry so that he can get a refund on the meal that he bought. And finally, the Ford company, at least in the plant in Kentucky, firing an 11-year veteran who's working by 3:30 in the morning on a Saturday for a $1.95 cookie that he paid for.
I would also say, first of all, I will rarely talk ass on unions, but UAW, you got to be better. You should have had that guy's back from the jump.
Yeah.
That's brutal. We're saying Ford here, not the guy.
Ford, yeah. The guy didn't steal anything.
Right. So, I mean, I'm going to say the guy in Hungary. It's weird, but nobody, he didn't kill anybody. He didn't hurt anybody. The guy hurting his own kid for free food.
That's bad. That's probably he's going to continue to be that kid's dad is the problem.
That's the thing, right? They can arrest him, charge him, but still dad.
Yeah, and you're right, taking the kid away.
Yeah, so I'll take the guy in Hungary, but
it's weird, Ted. I agree with you. Typically, if you say someone's eating people, I don't say, man, they're the best of the three. But in this case, just based on the fact, these people are deceived. It's not cool, but you're not hurting and or killing anyone.
Just based on where I know this plant to be in Kentucky, I'm going to say that that sucks the least, simply because the guy finally got to leave Kentucky after 11 years and go to Wisconsin, because if you know where that is, it's in
middle of nowhere of Kentucky, and it sucks. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.